Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. As we continue our salute to the National Barbecue Month and the company cookers out there, we talk with Dennis Jared, who's cooking for Steffes Corporation.
All right, what's your name and what company are you cooking for today?
Dennis Jared, I cook with Steffes Corporation.
Now, are you employed with Steffes, or are you a ringer like all these other guys I'm finding out?
No, I work for Steffes.
Okay, I just did a story on Steffes about their water heaters, which PMJ has in their lobby, and so you guys are kind of revolutionizing some of the smart heaters and that sort of thing. So kudos to you guys there by being innovative in this energy world. So let's talk a little bit about smoking and cooking barbecue. So what are we cooking today?
Well, today we cooked pork butt and then pulled it. It's a pulled pork, and then we did baby back ribs.
Well, you did both. So let's start with the pork butt. Give me time and marinades and rubs and just kind of, you know, the process, what went into it.
I start with an injection, then it sits overnight, and then right before it goes on the fire, we'll put our dry rub on. And I cook it today, since we're limited on time, and I didn't feel like cooking overnight on there, we cooked it about 300 for 4 to 4.5 hours, really up to an internal temperature of about 135, 140 degrees. Then we'll pull it and wrap it for 3 to 4 hours at 300 just to finish it, and then it goes into a cooler to rest for a couple hours.
If you didn't have a time restraint, how long would the process normally take, do you think?
Typically, a pork butt that's about 7-8 pounds, you're looking at 14 hours on a regular, slow, low cook at 200 to 225.
How about the ribs? Talk to me about the process with the ribs.
Well, with the ribs, I always start with a mustard rub and let that sit. Let it sit in mustard overnight. You know, just a nice layer of mustard on top of it. Then the next, when we're ready to cook them, we'll, of course, put some dry rub on it. And it'll go in at about 250 for roughly 2 hours. Most of the time I do it by feel. I'll pick up the rack and how does it feel, if it's ready or not. Then we'll pull it and wrap it. And the whole time that's cooking in the smoke, we're also spritzing it about every 20 minutes, half hour with apple juice. Keep the moisture in. And after it's been on a couple hours, we'll pull it out, wrap it, put it back on the heat for a couple more hours, and then pull it and put it in the cooler to rest for at least an hour.
How about when it comes to either having a pan of water in there to kind of help with the steam and keep it moist? And also, do you use any kind of hickory or charcoal or pecan or anything?
Well, today I'm using a combination of apple and pecan. And on the pork butts, we did a little bit of hickory. Just pretty much one smoke round till it started burning out of hickory. I like the flavors of apple and pecan. Apple adds a little bit of sweetness in the smoke, and pecan's kind of a really mild, mellow smoke. And I think it just adds good. All the ribs we did today were strictly on pecan.
Okay.
And forget what the rest of the question
was. The water pan.
Oh, the water pan? This round, I actually didn't do any water pan because we added supplemental moisture by spritzing with apple juice on there. Typically, on a long, you know, on a long smoke, I will have an extra water pan just to keep the moisture in there, because a lot of times if you're running a propane smoker or something like that, you're not checking it all that often. So you need something that's going to keep that moisture going in there.
All right, how about for tips for any young or old aspiring pit masters? What would be your advice for them?
You know, go read stuff on the internet. The internet's full of all sorts of tips and tricks, really. Or come to something like this and just talk to people. I'm always willing to share information on how to do it. I won't give you my rub recipe, I won't give you my barbecue sauce recipe, but I'll tell you how to cook it. You know, because there is an amount, a level of art to cooking something and a feel. And that's, you got to get out and do it. I think anybody can smoke. There's all sorts of smokers out there. You've got a variety. We've got a variety here. We've got propane smokers, and then we've got stick burners, charcoal and wood, which is my preference, except it takes more attention. Mm-hmm. I also have an electric smoker at home that I use at least once a week. That's for the quick, throw it in there, go away for a while. You know, and anybody can do it. There's a smoker out there for anybody. Just don't be afraid to try if you like barbecue.
What's your favorite thing to barbecue?
Pork loin.
Pork loin.
I'll say it, an amazing pork loin. Just, I have found that that's the meat that I cook the best, and I don't do it here. I also like brisket, though, too. I really love to do brisket, but that's an 18-hour cook. I refuse to try to go fast with a brisket.
You mentioned you make your own barbecue sauce. What style would that be? Is it a vinegar base? Is it a sweet? Is it spicy?
My preference, personal preference, is a vinegar-based barbecue sauce. So that's my recipe. It is vinegar-based. I made one today that was kind of an experiment that's actually really sweet. It's got apricots in it.
Oh, okay.
And it's real sweet and not really zesty in there, but the only thing I can think of that people could relate it to would be like sweet and sour sauce, but more on the sweet than on the sour.
Okay. That's it, man. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You got to listen to the full-length interview with Dennis Jared cooking for Steffes Corporation, or to listen to other barbecue features on Coffee and Capitalism, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You and the road in the middle of the night. It's you and the road in the middle of the night.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
When you get to me, I'm gonna unfold my arms. So you got a place to land that's soft and warm, yeah.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Thin line through a frozen void. No feeling in your fingers. No other choice.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4000. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Oh, what's your name?
Emil Foles.
What company
are you from? Go Motel from Louisiana.
Making something unusual. Describe what it is that you guys are serving.
Well, we call it pastalaya. It's similar to jambalaya. Jambalaya cooked with rice. We substitute the rice with pasta. It's pork, sausage, chicken, and pasta, and a bunch of seasoning. We have our special seasoning right here that we're giving away.
What's in the seasoning? You don't have to get too into it, but what kind of, is it a traditional jambalaya seasoning, or is it a little something extra?
No, it's similar to salt and pepper. It's just a tasty seasoning. It's not a bunch of pepper, it's a bunch of different herbs and spices all put together, and you can put it on anything. It tastes good.
How long have you been cooking this?
We've been doing it for 10, 12 years now.
Do you enter in competitions? How does that go?
Well, we won the last three competitions that we was in.
First
the
place.
Last 3 years
the last
in
three competitions.
Last 3 years in a row, so yeah. It's pretty good.
Because we just won it Tuesday at Alexandria.
Where are you from?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Huh?
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Amtrak Crane and Heavy Hauls now hiring experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Amtrak Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
For one night only, the 5th Annual Bakken Barbecue is coming to town. Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Come one, come all. For this year's big event, it's Under the Big Top at the Bakken Barbecue. Tickets are only $15. Children 8 and under are in for free. Enjoy spectacular food, live music, and games. It's open to the public, alcohol beverages provided by Maverick Saloon, and this year's event will benefit Make-A-Wish, North Dakota. That's the 5th Annual Bakken Barbecue for one night only, Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's Friday, June 16th for the 5th Annual Bakken Barbecue.